Blog Talk Radio.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Shabbat Shalom, Israel. Shabbat Shalom. The door of the Shabbat has been opened. All are welcome. Shabbat Shalom. Opening up with an open prayer, family. Torah Abaya, once again, for opening up the door of the Shabbat to all. We thank you, Father, for this day of rest, Father. We thank you for thinking about us, Father, for setting up a system where that we can lay down our burdens, Father. For a 24-hour period, Father, where we can rest, Father, where we can set aside this world system, Father, and just indulge in you, Father. Father, all those who take hold of it, Father, matter what condition they in, Father, all Israel, Father, all those who take part of it, Father, may they continue to get the blessing that you put in this day, Father. May you heal them, Father. May you give them spiritual strength, Father. May they grow, Father. May they learn something from you today, Father. May they indulge in your word, Father. For this is the day for us to indulge in it, Father. This is the day for us to get closer to you, Father. To cut all the noise out, Father, and just hear your word, Father. Totally happy, Father. Father, I ask for a blessing upon all that Yahweh, all the elders, Father, all the Kohanim, Father, all the Emas, all the Yaladi, all the Akotis, all the Ox, Father, all Yisrael, all the brothers and sisters, the mothers, the mamas, the fathers, the sons, the daughters, the children, for those who may not know the words, Father, for all Yisrael, Father, for what great nation is there that you are so close to them? Yahushua's name I pray. Amen. Bless are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom, Israel. Once again, Shabbat Shalom. Because of the door. Welcome to Kol Elohim. I'm your brother, Ariel, with Elite Culture. Welcome, welcome. Come on in. Sit down with me and sup, as Abba has prepared another meal for us, as he always do. So come on in and sit down and let's sup together. How was everybody week? Prayfully, everybody week was well. I had a nice week myself. You know, it did have some ups and downs in it, as always, you know, because we're human beings, and the harsh of time, Satan comes in and he tries to distract you, as always, too, and he tries to get your mind from off of what today is about, what today's lesson was about. So he came in and tried to distract me, which he couldn't, because Abba Yah was there. He was right there at the door, waiting and pointing and showing me how Hasatan is coming, and I know it, because whenever you got to teach, he's coming. Whenever you got to do something for me, his job is to distract you. His job is to distract you. So thank Abba Yah for allowing me to just see the pitfalls and walk around them. See where as though he done dug holes for me and was, hey, let me step to the left, slide to the right, do a little bit of Hollywood shuffle, and I was around it. So hallelujah, Tora Abba Yah, for once again just getting me here. And not just me, for all those who will take part of this day, because it's not easy. It's not easy, first and foremost, being Yisrael, and if you don't know who Yisrael is, it's not easy being a believer. Because you got a world against you, a whole world against you. But Abba has we're still on course with the beast system and how has it affected Yisrael. So we're still on course with that, but he's ending up with a bang. You know, he's ending up, and we're not going to end it this week. This is only the fifth installment, actually. The fourth, because we started off first with our introduction. But when somebody shoot me a text, let me know that I sound okay, that I'm coming through clear, if you will. But this is the fifth installment, and at the beginning of this, I was talking to Rabbi Rabbi Yaakiel, and we was talking about some things, and I was telling him how everything that I was looking at in the word that talks about how Satan and the beast system, it still always points back to Abba. It always points back to him, regardless. When we know that he allows Satan to do, he allows Satan to buffer his kids, so to speak, or get the tarnish off, or allow him to show us where we fall short, where the tarnish is on us. So we know that. And what a surprise that he showed me, you know. And it wasn't that I doubted it. It was that I didn't want to accept. And I know, like, oh, well, what are you talking about, brother? Oh, yeah, we're going to get to that. Maybe we won't get to it this week, but we're going to get to it at the end, because it blew my mind. It blew my mind when I accepted. Matter of fact, I had to call my brother Harvell this morning, and I asked him, was the thoughts that I was getting, was they on point? And he you know how Harvell is, if you know Harvell. He got excited because he's like, oh, Miles is over, but Abba was showing me that too. Yeah, and Brother Yaakiel, he sent me something, and we talked about it. And I was like, what? So he was like, hallelujah, because Abba, he's definitely leading because we ain't talked. We haven't talked. I just called the brother to see what's at one point, and he was telling me some things that Abba was showing him. And for me, I think I'm a champion is Israel. I'm a champion for Israel, and in the sense that I will always point out where Abba still loves Israel, Abba still uses Israel, Abba still. Would never say need. He did not need Israel, but he would never kick Israel to the side. We know that's what scriptures say. And for me, that's where I think I come in it, that way I'm a champion, that I'm always trying to get the world to see that Israel will never be kicked to the side. Israel will always be used by Abba. And even the scripture says that if it wasn't for the elect's sake, that the world would end. And we know that's because of Israel. The Israelite, that remnant, and they're not always natural or homeborn Israelites, even those who take hold of Israel, they are part of that remnant too, which is being brought together in these last days. But what Abba was showing me for, and my mind had to skim through the scriptures, and then he took my mind through the scriptures and all the stuff that Israel was doing, and I still, even if he was showing, I just didn't want to believe it. And I'm like, dang, Israel. Oh, not Israel. But it, yes, Israel. And how, especially our angry cousins, you know, how they always say Esau, you know, and what Esau points to. But we don't believe Esau points to the white man, although we know that there's some in there. But we, here at Bet Yahweh, we understand that Esau is a spirit. It points to a spirit that's on these people, a spirit that will always fight against or hate Israel. It's a spirit. So it is not, so to speak, just one group or one race of people that Hasatan uses, because we understand and we've been taught even in the beginning of this lesson that he is the God of this world, in the sense of he is the one that runs this world system. The world is ran by his system. It's not ran by the creator system. It's not ran by the creator laws, statutes, and judgments. What we see out here in this world is Satan's system. You know, we read and where Yahushua even called him the prince of this world, and Brother Shaul called him the God of this world. Matter of fact, that's our opening scripture, which we have been using for throughout the lesson, and that's in 2 Corinthians. Matter of fact, let's go to 2 Corinthians. Let's read that, because that has been our mantra throughout. These 1 through 4 in 2 Corinthians. But I just didn't want to accept that this group of people, Hasatan is using more than anybody else, and how they have spread something throughout the world. This group of people have finally did what Abba asked them to do, but it was not them. It's not in the will of Yahweh for them to do it. It's just because who they are. And I know y'all still asking questions and like, oh my God, well, you jumping around in circles, brother. Oh yeah, because I know me, and I know when Abba give me something, I'm quick to like, because I want to tell it. I want to share Abba's word. That's all. I just want to share his word. But as my rabbis, they have a knack on how to they get it. I have no idea that. Abba would share something with them, and they will give you little breadcrumbs and never share with you. That's a knack right there, you know, because I'm on the other spectrum of that. I just want to run my mouth and tell you what Abba showed me, because I want you to feel excited just as well as I do. But the knack that they have is not that they're not excited or they're not on fire for it. They just understand. In fact, they learned how to control the Ruach. They learn how to control the spirit that Abba has given them. And, you know, Abba just showed me that. He just brought that to my spirit. He just brought that in my ruach and showed me. And as a matter of fact, he said, the spirit is subject to the prophet. So they learn how to keep that. They learn how to even only give out what Abba want them to give out. But I'm going to try to learn that. Not to say I'm a master that like them brothers did, Rabbi Benjamin Daniel and Rabbi Yahdiel. I don't know if I'm a master that. Who knows what Abba can do. Abba can help me master that, though. But so, 2 Corinthians 4:1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of Elohim deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of Elohim. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Mashiach, who is the image of Elohim, or the image of Yah, should shine unto them. And you know, when he said the God of this world, the same one that Yahushua said that Satan is the prince of this world. So the God of this world, as Brother Shahul just brought out to us, is Satan. He is the God of this world. He is the system in a nutshell. Now, we can close up the books and get on out of here, because that's it. Because the beast system is Hasatan. That's it, period. Everything outside or everything against the word of Yahweh, that is the beast system. Everything. But what we want to come to find out is, who are these people now? And to the people, I don't even believe that they know how they are being used against the Most High. They don't understand that they are Satan's number one tool. They have no clue how they are being used against the Most High. Throughout the centuries, throughout the years, they have been used against the Most High. So let's dig into some scriptures and let's see a people that are blessed by the Most High, as a people that carries the name of the Most High. You know, remember we talking about the beast system, and how have it affected Israel? So we're going to read scriptures. That's it. We may not get into a whole bunch, but the main thought is to see how these people are blessed and how they carry the name of Israel. I mean, how they carry the, I mean, gave the name out. How they carry the name of the Most High, how blessed they are, and how much the Most High loved these people, how much he loved them. But on the flip side, these people are going against the Most High, are Satan's number one tool in this world system right now. Right. And, you know, I didn't even want to believe it. I didn't want to hold on to that till I had to call my brother. He was like, hey, brother, Yahweh's showing you right. And I doubted Yahweh. It's just that, hey, I won't be a champion for these people. Well, how else are you going to be a champion if you don't understand the whole spectrum, everything, from both sides. That's one of the things that my Rabbi Gershon Ben Daniel, if you ever went to him with a story, he's not just going to give you one side. He can give you all sides. Or you went to him and you and your spouse was arguing and everything. He going to give it to you from every aspect, so you can see the whole picture, and you may end up seeing where though you was wrong. if you listen close enough, that's what he was telling you, but he was telling you in the way where he would use wisdom. But let's move and let's go through these scriptures. Follow with me, family. I'm reading out of the WEBA translation. And we're going to double reading 7. We're reading 6 and 7. And double reading is only Deuteronomy. Again, if anybody that's new to listen to the channel or may listen to it later, here at Iblis Culture or at Bet Yahweh, we are restoring the proper names of the books, restoring the proper names of the people of the book. And that's what we strive to do here. For thou art an holy people unto Yahweh, thy mighty one. Yahweh, thy mighty one, have chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. A special. And we don't want to just read over. We want to slow walk this thing. We want to again use our imaginations. We want to open up our intellect. We want to open up that ruach, that spirit that's on you. We want to hear what is being said. Yahweh, thy mighty one, have chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all the people, above all the people that are upon the face of the earth. The whole earth, the whole globe, not one corner of the earth. Yahweh picked this one people to be above all of them, to be special to him, to be set apart, to be brought to him, to have his ways, to be God on earth, so to speak. That's why he chose Israel, so they can be God on earth, Elohim on earth, mighty ones on earth, power on earth. He chose them for that. For that reason right there. So they can represent him. Each and every one of them will be his ambassador. Israel. Seven family. Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. Matter of fact, let me read 8:2. Because Yahweh loved you, and because he would keep thy oath, which he have sworn unto your father, have Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of the train. For we know that the Torah is spiritual. So I'm gonna read the last part again. And redeem you out of the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Mitzrayim. Remember when we started off with talking about how Yahweh told Yaakov or Israel to go down into Egypt. And he said, there I'm going to be with you. There I'm going to make you a mighty nation. You remember we started off with that, right? And we started off with talking about how that was an allegory, how Egypt was an allegory, how Egypt points to this world system, and how that Yahweh going to be with Israel within this world system. So, when we read that, remember that he redeemed them and he took them from Pharaoh. And who we said that Pharaoh pointed to, Satan, you know, I believe that we also read that Egypt, that great iron furnace, and Satan, Pharaoh points to Satan. Just keep these things in mind. Let those marinate with your spirit. Let those stay there and as we say, chew the cud. Regurgitate it. Bring it up and take it back down. Bring it up and take it back down. So let's move on, because we just wanted that thought that these are holy people. They are separate because Yahweh loved them. Yahweh loved them. And then one more place in Deuteronomy, stay in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy. So let's go to Deuteronomy 28, and we're going to read 9 and 10. 9 and 10. And Yahweh shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep thy commandments of Yahweh, thy mighty one, and walk in his ways. All people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of Yahweh, and that they shall be afraid of thee. What? Again, let's chew on that. Let's marinate on that. Because remember, we talking about one of Satan's, one of his greatest tools that he used in this world. His greatest tools. So, and all, 10 again, and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by my name. So Israel, you not only set apart to the Father, but you have his name. You have his name. Above all names, there's none greater than the name of Yahweh. The name of Yahweh, none. And we keep it there. We know and understand because I know somebody might be out there. Well, yeah, but we're not going there because everybody don't understand that. But Yahweh, Israel, the world knew at that time, Jericho knew Yahweh, and they knew what Yahweh did to the Mitzrayim, to the Egyptians. They knew that. And Yahweh said, because of my name, they're going to be afraid of you, Israel. So you not only got his ways, you got his name, Israel. You got the things that belong up in the heavenly places down here on earth. And not just that, you are blessed. You are blessed people. A blessed people. You have his name, and you are blessed. You are set apart, a peculiar, a special people unto him. That's Yisrael we're talking about. That's Yisrael. Let's read a story. Let's read a story in Bamidbar, the book of Numbers, 22. Starting at verse 20, chapter 22. And I wasn't going to read all of them. I was going to read the whole thing. Go ahead and read the whole scenario. Let the people see the whole scenario. So we're going to read chapter 22, 23, and 24 because there's something that took place in the earth. And now in our ancestors' time, in Israel's lifespan, so to speak. You know, in our history, let's put it that way. And at Bamidbar, Numbers 22, starting at 1. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab on the side of Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. That name, again, that blessing, again, what Israel is, Israel right now is marching through the land. And Moab was sore afraid of the people because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, now shall this company lick up all that are around about us? As the ox licketh up the grass of the field, and Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of the Moabites at that time. He sent messengers, therefore, unto Balaam, the son of Beor, the son to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of the people, of his people, to call him, saying, behold, there is a people come out from Mitzrayim, from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure I shall prevail, that we might smite them, and that I might drive them out of the land. For I wrote that he wrote, he whom thou blessest, I hate how they do that. For I know that he whom thou blessest is blessed, and he whom thou cursest is cursed. And I'm saying what he's saying, that what Balak is saying to Balaam is, he, man, I know and understand, if you curse somebody, they curse. If you bless them, they bless. I know Elohim is with you. I know Yah is with you. And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hand. And they came to Balaam and spake unto him the words of Balak. And he said unto them, lodge here this night, and I will bring you word again, as Yahweh shall speak unto me. And the princes of Moab abode with Balaam. And Elohim came unto Balaam and said, what men of these with thee? And Balaam said unto Elohim, Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent unto me, saying, behold, there is a people come out of Egypt, which covereth the face of the earth. Come now, curse me them, peradventure I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. And Elohim said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them, thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. They are blessed. And Balaam rose up in the morning and said unto the princes of Balak, get you into your land, for Yahweh refuses to give me leave to go with you. And the princes of Moab rose up, and they went unto Balak, and said, Balaam refused to come with us. And Balak sent yet again princes, more and more honorable than they. And they came to Balaam and said to him, thus saith Balak, the son of Zippor, let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me. For I will promote thee unto very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people. And Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, if Balak will give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of Yahweh, my Elohim, to do less or more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter what you give me, man, I can't do what I will say not to do. I can't go past his word. His word say don't go with you, I can't go. And I love how Balaam right now is standing on the word of Yahweh. Now, therefore, I pray you, turn you also here this night, that I may know what Yahweh will say unto me more. And Elohim came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, if the men come to call thee, rise up and go with them. But yet the word which I shall say unto thee, that thou shalt do. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his donkey and went with the princes of Moab. And Elohim's anger was kindled against him. Thence he went. And the angel of Yahweh stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his donkey, and his two servants were with him. So, and the donkey saw the angel of Yahweh standing in the way, and he swore drawn in his hand. And the donkey turned aside out of the way and went into the field, and Balaam smote the donkey to turn her into the way. Now, again, this is where we got to use that. Let's see that. Let's use our imagination as you're hearing the words. Let's see what's going on. Let's put our mind there. Let's bring our ruach there. Let's see the whole scene. But the angel of Yahweh stood in a path of the vineyards, a wall being on the side, and a wall on that side. And when the donkey saw the angel of Yahweh, she thrust herself unto the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. And this is where I love using my imagination with the word of Yahweh. Can you imagine what's going on in a donkey's mind? I mean, because she's clearly comprehending of what's going on. And can you imagine what's going on in her mind? Oh, my goodness. Did you see that? Did you see this angel standing there with their sword? And they're about to do some business. I'm getting out of the way. That was the first time Bailey smoked. This time, the donkey said, you know what? I got to get your attention some way, somehow. I'm going to run you into this wall. Me and you, we're going to run into this wall. Because, again, she's singing the whole thing. Balaam is the one not singing. 26 again. And the angel of Yahweh went further. No, 25. And when the donkey saw that the angel of Yahweh, she thrust herself unto the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. And he smote her again. And the angel of Yahweh went further and stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn, either to the right hand or the left. And when the donkey saw the angel of Yahweh, she fell down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled. And he smote the donkey with his staff. Because he don't understand what's going on. Hold up, you being stubborn. We understand, we know about donkeys. We heard that. You really acting a fool right now. But this donkey, in what she's saying, man, we're supposed to get killed. I'm dropping right here now. I'm not moving. Because whatever that angel wants, not letting me pass. Whatever he wants. This way, he stood over there. I done went over here. I tried to run through a wall. He was over there. Now there's only one place I can go. I can't go to the left. I can't go to the right. He's right there. I'm dropping. I ain't moving one more step. One more step. But listen to it. I would have opened the donkey's mouth. If you believe. And when the donkey saw that the angel of Yahweh, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the donkey with a staff. And Yahweh opened the mouth of the donkey. And she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? You cracked me three times with that staff, man. Three times what I do to you. And hold up, though. And get the scene. Because Balaam about to have a conversation with the donkey. And Balaam said unto the donkey, because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, for now would I kill thee. Because if I had a sword, I would slice you. I would kill you. You didn't ramp me into a wall. You didn't try to step out of the way. Now you just going to drop on the ground on me. I had a sword, I'd kill you. Dirty. And the donkey said unto Balaam, Am I not thy donkey upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever want to do so unto thee? And he said, nay. Hold up, the donkey now reasonable. Hold up, man, I've been with you all the time. You never saw me acting. Where was your patience with me? Where was your understanding with me? Why you didn't inquire why I'm acting this way? With you all this time, I've never acted like that. I mean, just check the whole thing, y'all. And then Yahweh opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the Melakim, the angel of Yahweh, standing in the way and his sword drawn in his hand. Oh, got to be a terrible sight, family. Malachi standing there with his sword drawn. With his sword drawn, you're a prophet. You're a prophet. You are a spokesperson for Abba. Man. With his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed down his head and fell flat on his feet. You know, they knew how to repent. In these days, they knew how to repent. Remind me of our other forefather, Dawid. Dawid, he was brought up on charges, and he said, "David, thou art the man." Dawid jumped straight to the ground. Forgive me, Abba. Forgive me. And the angel of Yahweh said unto him, "Wherefore have thou smitten thy donkey these three times?" Man, why you do that? Why you crack the donkey three times? Donkey saving your life. And you're going to be cracking him. Donkey saw me. So he asked him, "Behold, I went out to withstand thee because thou was in perverse before me." You know, I've come out to kill you, man. Straight up. I was coming to kill you. "And the donkey saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I have slain thee and saved her alive." You got to love the word of Yahweh. You got to love. Donkey saw the whole thing. The whole thing. So that makes you think, well, how often do animals see the Malachi? How often? You know, especially if you have pets, how often do they see him? The Malachim, the angels, even the fallen ones, even I truly believe they see both sides. I know for a fact, because I remember Yoshi warning me. You know, that was our little dog before she ran away, broke little McKenzie's heart. But that's another story. That's another. Remember sleeping, going to sleep, falling asleep down the basement, and I felt something. But I heard Yoshi growling. So they see. Animals see. Animals see. And when Balak heard that, okay, 25, family, 35. "And the angel of Yahweh said unto Balaam, Go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak unto thee, that thou shall speak. So Balaam went with the princes of Balak." See, what happened was Balak got up and he tried to roll out. If you remember reading in the story, he only had his two servants. But Yahweh said, when they come back, you go with them. See, he did a Jonah. He tried to roll out like Jonah did. But when Yahweh gave you a message, you're going to do his message or you're going to get killed. That's what we're learning from these stories. "And when Balak heard, when Balaam was come, he went out to meet him unto a city of Moab, which is in the border of Haron, or Aram, which is in the utmost coast, excuse me, family. And Balak said unto Balaam, Did I not earnestly send unto thee to call thee? Wherefore camest thou not unto me? I am not able indeed to promote thee to honor. And Balaam said unto Balak, Lo, I am come unto thee. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that Elohim put in my mouth, that shall I speak. And Balaam went with Balak, and they came unto Kir Jadah Uzzah. That's the closest I can get to a family. And Balak offered oxen and sheep and sent to Balaam and to the princes that were with him. And it came to pass on the morrow that Balak took Balaam and brought him up into the high places of Baal, that thence he might see the utter utmost part of the people. We're moving on to 23, Sammy. And Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars, and prepare me her 7 oxen and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had spoken. And Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bullock and a ram. And Balaam said unto Balak, stand by the burnt offering, and I will go, peradventure Yahweh will come to me, and whatsoever he shows me, I will tell thee. And he went to an high place. And Elohim met Balaam and said unto him, I have prepared 7 altars, and I have offered upon every altar a bullock and a ram. And Yahweh put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, return unto Balaam, and thus thou shalt speak. And he returned unto him, and lo, he stood by his burnt sacrifice, he and all the princes of Moab. And he took up his parable and said, Balak, the king of Moab, had brought me from Aram, out of the mountains of the east, saying, come, curse me, Jacob, and come, defy Israel. How shall I curse whom Elohim have not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom Elohim have not defied? For from the top of the rock I see, and from the hill I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Whom can count the dust of Jacob, and number the fourth part of Israel? Just a thought right there. Let me read that again, fam. Who can count the dust of Jacob and number the fourth part of Israel? Why did Abba say that? The fourth part of Israel. Let me die the death of the righteous, the school for thought, family. Something to make you say, And let my last end be like this. And Balak said unto Balaam, what have thou done unto me? I took thee to curse my enemies, and behold, thou hast blessed them all together. And he said, and he answered and said, must I not take heed to speak that which Yahweh had put in my mouth? And Balaam said unto him, come, I pray thee, with me unto another place from whence thou mayest see them. Thou shalt see but the utmost part of them, and shall not see them all, and curse me them from them. And he brought me into the field of to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars, and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. And he said unto Balak, stand here by the burnt offering while I meet Yahweh yonder. And Yahweh met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, go again unto Balak and say thus. And he came to him, behold, he stood by his burnt offering and the princes of Moab with him. And Balak said unto him, what have Yahweh spoken? And he took up the parable and he said, rise up, Balak, and hear, hearken unto me, thou son of the poor. Elohim is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He has said and shall not do it, or have he spoken and shall not make it good. Behold, I received commandment to bless, and he has blessed and not, and I cannot reverse it. Amen. He has not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither have he seen perverseness in Israel. Yahweh, his Elohim, is with him, and the shout of kings is among them, and the shout of a king is among them. Another moment to say, why did Yahweh say that? We read that part again. and the shout of a king is among them. Elohim brought them out of Mizraim. He has, as it were, the strength of an ox. Surely there is no enchantment against Yahweh, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Yaakov and of Israel, what have Elohim wrought? Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey, amen, and drink the blood of the slain. And Balaam said unto Balaam, neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. Man, look, don't open your mouth about Israel. Don't say nothing. Don't bless them, don't curse them. Just keep your mouth shut when it comes to Israel. But Balaam answered and said unto Balaam, told not I these things, all that Yahweh speaketh, that I must do? Yeah, man, I don't have no control over this thing. I have none. I got no say-so. Yahweh said it, I got to do it. I got no control. And Balaam said unto Balaam, come, I pray thee, I will bring thee unto another place peradventure. It will please Elohim that thou mayest curse me them from thence. And Balaam brought Balaam unto the top of Peor that looketh toward Yeshurun. Yeshimon. And Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And Balaam did as Balaam had said, and offer a bullock and a ram on every altar. Moving to 23, family. 24. And when Balaam saw that it pleased Yahweh to bless Israel, he went not, as at the other times, to seek for enchantments, but he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel abiding in his tent, according to their tribes. And the spirit of Elohim came upon him, and he took up his parable and said, Balaam, son of Beor, have said, and the man whose eyes are open have said, he have said, which heard the words of Elohim, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. How goodly are the, my man, no, he didn't go up there. I'm going to outslick you, Yahweh. I'm going to turn to the other way, and I'm going to just, I'm gonna look at the wilderness, and I'm gonna say what I gotta say this way. I'ma say, man, ain't nothing you can do. Ain't nothing you can do. You can turn to the other way. You can go to east, west, north, or south. If I put that word in you, you won't speak it. All right, 3 again. No, not 3 again. 4. I'm gonna read 4 again. And he said, which heard the words of Elohim, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. How goodly are thy tents, O Yaakov, and thy tabernacle, O Israel, as the valley are they spread forth, as gardens by the riverside, as the trees of leaves, aloes which Yahweh hath planted, and as cedar trees beside the waters. He shall pour the water out of his bucket, and his seed shall be in many waters, and his... there's another moment. I'm going to read that again. For those who have an ear, let them hear. And his seed shall be in many waters. And his king shall be higher than Og, and his kingdom shall be exalted. Amen. Yahweh brought him forth out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of an ox. He shall eat up the nation, his enemy, and shall break their bones and pierce them through with arrows. He crouched, he lay down as a lion, as a great lion, whom shall stir him up? Amen. Blessed is he that blessed thee, and cursed is he that cursed thee. And Balaam's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he smote him, smote his hands together. And Balaam said unto Balaam, I called thee to curse my enemies, and behold, thou hast altogether blessed them these three times. Therefore now, flee thou to thy place. I thought to promote thee unto great honor, but lo, Yahweh hath kept thee back from honor. And Balaam said unto Balaam, speak I not also to thy messenger? Then I tell your messenger this, which thou sendest unto me, saying, if Balaam would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of Yahweh to do either good or bad of my own mind. What Yahweh said that I will speak. And now, behold, I will go unto my people and come, therefore, and I will advertise thee what this people shall do to thy people in the latter days. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, have said, and the man whose eyes are open have said, he have said, which heard the words of Elohim and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not now. There shall come a star out of Yaakov, amen. A scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Shem. And Edom shall be a possession. Seir also shall be a possession for his enemies. And Israel shall do valiantly. Out of Yaakov shall come he that shall have dominion, and shall destroy him that remaineth of the city. And he shall look on Amalek, he who took up his parable and said, Amalek was the first of nations, but his latter end shall be that he perished forever. Amen. And remember the story about Amalek. And what the scriptures say about Yahweh and Amalek, that Yahweh shall war against Amalek forever. Man, reading the story, there's a whole lot of gems in here. And when he looked on Amalek, he took up his parable and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall be that he perished forever. And he looked on the Canaanites and took up his parable and said, strong thy dwelling place, and thou puttest not thy nest in a rock. Nevertheless, the Canaanites shall be wasted until Ashur shall carry thee away captive. And he took up his parable and said, alas, who shall live when Elohim doeth this? And ships shall come from the coast of Chittim, and shall afflict Ashur, and shall afflict Eber. And he also shall perish forever. And Balaam rose up and went and returned to his place. And Balaam also went his way. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you go and you read in what I believe Deborah Harvey brought out last week about Psalm 83, and it went into the book of Acts and how they all those nations he just read about. We just read about all those nations that was in Psalms 83 and I believe that was chapter 4, that chapter 304 that Brother Harvey brought out. But those same nations, Ira, said that something's going to happen to them, that a lion, a strong lion is going to come about. There's a lot of gems here in Bamidbar Numbers 22, the whole story of Balak and Balaam. There's a lot of gems in there, a lot of moments. But that wasn't, the thought again is how these are a blessed people, and you can't even go against them. You can't even curse them. Only if Yahweh give you that. Only if Israel is out of the way and Yahweh give you that to curse you. If he give you that. And just one more story that we're going to read. Two more places we're going to go to show how cursed these are. And this is the story of our forefather, Yaakov, the third patriarch of our nation, which is Father Abraham and Father Yitzchak, Isaac, and Yaakov, which his name is Yisrael, which is all our surnames right now. But this is in Brother Sheet 30, 20 through 25, and this is the story of Yaakov when he fled, and he went down and got his first two wives. He had to work for 7 years because his father-in-law, Laban, had fooled him, and he thought he was going to get Rachel, but he got Leah, the oldest, which was their custom to not give the older before the younger before the older. So he had to work another 7 years after that, and he got ended up getting Rachel, the one that he loved, that his heart was on. So he ended up working 14 years, but then after that, he stayed around for a while, and what Laban came to understand is, I'm being blessed by him. I know that the Most High is with him. So in this story right here, that Laban really don't want to let Yaakov go. He don't want to let our forefather go, Israel go. He's understanding that I'm being blessed by him. Blessed by Yaakov. And I'm not even going to read it. If you want, you can read it. You can go into the story. It starts in, I believe, 29, Genesis, Bereshit 29 or Genesis 29. But this particular one is in Bereshit 30. Matter of fact, 25 through the end of the chapter. You can read, start at 25 through the end of the chapter, and then it goes on the other side a little bit into chapter 31. And that's the story of when our forefather went to Laban, his father-in-law, and he wanted to leave. He wanted to get away because he was prospering. He saw that, hey, right now this is a good time. I could take my wives, my four wives at that, and all my herdsmen and all my cattlemen, and I can move on. But Laban didn't want him to go. So he even said, look, I take the worst of them. I take the speckled ones. I take the speckle of everything, you know, in their minds back then. The speckle ones was the ones that really wasn't producing like that. But, and you know, and they agreed to it. Well, everything our forefather Jacob said, Laban agreed to it. Said, man, I agree that. Because in Laban's mind, I'm getting the best. I'm getting the cream of the crop. But not understanding that no matter what you give Yaakov, Yahweh can bless it. Why? Because he's blessed. And what he put his hand to, Yahweh gonna bless it. Because he's blessed. So it's a blessing. And that's where we're coming to. That's the thought that Abba was giving me, is Israel is blessed. Even in our day and time. Israel that don't even know that they're Israel, we're gonna just go here with it. These people of color, these people that is in the transatlantic slave trade. Not all of them. Because we go back and we look at Mitzrayim, Egypt. Who built Mitzrayim? Who built Egypt? It said they built cities to Pharaoh, Israel. So they know how to build a nation. This nation that we live in today, who built it? And who backed was this nation built? The lowest of the lowest, Israel. And they don't even know they're Israel, but they're black. So the best way to keep, or the best weapon to use, is a blessed weapon. A weapon that know how to function. in this dysfunction. Why? Because unknown to us as a people, we are a blessed people. And every now and then Yahweh shows us these things within a Michael Jordan or within even the academic sphere, which we know we talked about that last week, a Ben Carson or a Michael Dirk Oxen or Cornell West, all these brothers and sisters, we can't forget them. As a nation, we bless, and they understand that the other nations around us, they know that they feed off of Israel. They feed off of them. We read something in, I believe that was in Hosea last week, and it talks about how the other nations look at our sin. I'm going to get that. I have that next week. That's good. They look at our iniquity, and they feed off of our iniquity. They feed off of our sin. Now, I'm going to have that next week. Because it says that just before you get to, if my people are called by my name, I mean, if my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. But you read in that story what we read last week, it talks about how they feed off of our iniquity, off of our sin. So if we sin, we sin good. We sin not good, but our sin is great. Why? Because we've been blessed. We have been set apart by a name. We have the name of the Most High. And we may not even know it, those who have been in the transatlantic slave trade. That's why when you look throughout the world, wherever we at, we may be on the bottom, but we're influencing the world. But now we're influencing the world not for good, not for bad. I mean, for Yahweh's purpose, we're influencing the world for Satan's purpose. He knows that about us. He knows that we are blessed. And everybody around these people know that they are blessed. No matter what they do, man, we like roaches, so to speak. No matter how many times they try to kill us, the more they try to kill us off, the more plans they devise, we still keep popping up. We still keep popping up. So many plans, they have come up to kill these people off through slavery and through the multitude of other things. They're trying to kill us all, but here we are like roaches. We keep popping up. We can't get rid of us. I understand there's something about them. They're not going to get rid of us. They're not going to send us back to Africa or wherever we think we come from. No. Why would you get rid of the thing that's blessing you and the thing that's keeping you, the thing that's keeping you from being destroyed, totally destroyed, that is. Totally. We don't know that about ourselves. And how others will show me is that we are Satan's greatest tool. Israel is Satan's greatest tool. We got something right now that is worldwide. And we're going to talk about that next week. But we have something right now that's worldwide, every people, that started with us and this culture right here that started with us is worldwide. It influenced everything. From advertisement to television to everything you can name, it has influenced. Everything this thing influenced. From these little old people, these slaves that were brought over, that's worldwide. I mean, just, and it ain't like it just snuck in. Could they try to use it? We won't read the letter next week. Could they try to use it again for our downfall? But because of the influence of these people, because of the influence of these people, this thing that went worldwide, it had been influenced almost everything under the sun that is in Satan's kingdom, so to speak. That is in Satan's kingdom. Matter of fact, we got one more scripture. Because I know y'all want to get to what we really talking about. What is this thing? And some of y'all may know already. All I know, and I know Brother Yaakir, I don't know, because he sent something to Brother Harvell. And he told me, he read the text about this thing. But this thing right here, It's the engine. And it came from these people. But it's so evil. It's so demonic. It is very demonic. We don't get into it. It's very demonic. I'm going to just read it to you. I'm gonna read the most popular one of today to you. I'm gonna read it to you next week. But let's go to Romans last chapter, fam. Romans 11, 11 and 12. I say then, have they stumbled that they shall fall in your shower? Brother Shaul is asking questions. Have they fallen? Have they stumbled? Have they tripped that they should fall? Elohim forbid. He talked more Israel, though. Because remember, at this time, what was going on in the Romans up in, Rome, that the quote-unquote new believers was those who wasn't natural born Israelites was believing that as they believe now, that Israel was done away with. There's no more Israel. So Brother Shaul had to write a whole letter to him. All up, man, y'all got to think with it. It ain't about y'all. It's not about you, Christian, Muslim, Buddha, and anybody else. It's not about none of y'all. It's about Israel. Why? Because what I say, I chose y'all out of all the peoples of the earth. I chose you, Israel. I gave you, Israel, my name. I gave you, Israel, my law, statutes, and judgment. I blessed you, Israel. And no man can curse us. No man can curse us. Because Abba blessed us. So Shaul had to deal with this. Paul had to deal with this in his day and time. Because they running around, ain't no more Israelites. It's us. We Christians now. It ain't about y'all, man. Just come on with that. Come on. And I say then, have they stumbled that they shall fall? Elohim forbid. No, man. You got to hear the tone that he's saying. Man. We're not going to get that loud. We're not going to get what he really said. Elohim forbid. Just put that right there. Elohim forbid. I mean, that was a strong rebuke that he did to them. But rather through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? Just chew on those two right there. And chew on what we went through the whole time. How? I sometimes already know that these are blessed people. So who is better than you? Than these blessed people. Who's better than you for this world system to turn it upside down with? If I'm going to use your own children against you. And I would say, I'm cool with that. I'm going to allow you to do that. Because I only need a few of them. I don't even need that whole nature. I only need a spirit. A faithful spirit. I'm going to allow you to do that. Again, everything points back to him. Everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's the end of today's Blog Talk family. Had a blast. Had to learn some things today, too. Got to go back and read that story of Balak and Balaam all over again. And ask Abba to open some things up. Because there were some things in there. Like, how you say that? Gratefully, everybody else did, those who was listening and may listen in the future. And if I will show you, call your brother Ariel and let him know what I will show you about that. Because I want to know, too. I want to know, too. Let me go ahead and get the closing blessing. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies sanctify the Shabbat. Bless all you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to the only. Bless all you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Bless all you, Yahweh, who bless Yisrael with shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Torah Abba Yah, for your word, family, for your word, Abba. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this journey we have been on, Father. I have learned so much, Father. I pray that all those who listen are learning and seeing and growing and being edified, Father, that you get the glory, Father, because it's your word, Father, your word. And you know where you want to drop those seeds, and you know where to put it at. So you place your word within all the ears who listen tonight, Father, and you let it grow within them, Father, because it all belongs to you. We're all on your timetable. We are all in your plan, Father, whether good or bad. Prayerfully, we are on the good side. I ask that you bless all Yisrael, Father, all those who take hold of your Shabbat, Father. I ask that for those who are struggling with your word, Father, who are struggling in life, Father, that you build them up, Father, that you send somebody that way, Father. Those who are going through pain, Father, that you heal them, Father. Spiritual pain, physical pain, Father. Anything that is keeping them hindered from you, Father. Father, may the morale that you have to speak later on today for the morning course, Father, may you edify him and bring your ruach to him, Father. So even the Moray who bring in the main course, Father, that you bring your fire to Brother Daniel. I believe Brother Daniel got a double course tomorrow. A double course. I believe. I'm not honored about that. But I know he teaches the last part. I don't know who teaches the morning. But whoever teaches, Father, that they speak your words and your words only. As you put your word in Balaam's mouth, put it in these Moray's mouth that speaks tomorrow, later on today. In Yahushua's name I pray. Amen.
John Joseph. Yeah, man. He that know the right and do it wrong shall be spunk with many strife. When the heathen have come, your children step wise. Even though they make mention of them and those,
fire
them
burn.
Will never be friends.
Fire burn.
You know why? You know why? Yes. Them have the heart of a pagan. Your children have the heart of a lion. I know. People are moved with Satan. Righteous shod in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them have the heart of demons. The children have the heart of a lion, I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty One. Poor people see hostility rising daily. Ignorant multiply brutality. We I see daddy run down left mommy. We struggle the hard road with five beginning. Our I see baby has been baby. Nothing that happen now do not seem to amaze way. We know that is the fulfillment of prophecy. Our I see them no build school is church and penny. Church, dead, the penitentiary never empty. Still playing a mental trick on me. Listen, you check you and me check me. And let's bring more love in the black community. Them are the heart of a pagan. The children are the heart of a lion, I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the countenance of the Almighty One. No. Them are the heart of demons. The children of the heart of a lion, I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous us walk in the continents of the Almighty One. Respect the father of the prophet Moses and Abraham. You have to respect the father of Jacob and Solomon. Respect the creator of many nations. He made the birds, he made the beasts, the fishes of the ocean, and fastened them together with his mighty. And he made the man, he made woman, children, the future of the land. So who is you to disrespect the creator, man? 72 nations bow down and crown him conquering one. It would be beautiful in the sight of God, the Holy One, to see the unification of my nation. Them have the heart of a pagan.
Watch that.
Your children have the heart of a lion, I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the continents of the Almighty
every time,
One. Them have the heart of demons. Your children have the heart of a lion, I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous walk in the continents of the Almighty One. Poor people see hostility rising daily. Ignorant multiply brutality. We I see daddy run gone left mommy to struggle the hard road with five bikini. Our I see baby having baby. Nothing that happened no do not seem to amaze way. We know that is the fulfillment of prophecy. Our I see them no build school, is church and penitentiary. Church of dead, the penitentiary never empty. Still playing a mental trick on me. Believe me, them have the heart of a pagan. The children have the heart of a lion, I know. People are moved with Satan. Right of walking the